In our previous year, we began a discussion of how serious the Avera of Lashon Hara is, where our Gemara here in Masechta Erechin teaches us that somebody who speaks Lashon Hara is considered Kilu Koifa Baker. How our Gemara here in Masechta Erechin teaches us it's like he violated the Gimel Averis Chamuris. And the Rishonim explain why is Lashon Hara considered such a serious Avera. One is that Lashon Hara, explains the Rabbeinu Yoina, is an Avera for which a person doesn't obtain any personal gain. So why would a person do an Avera for which there is no personal gain? The only reason, explains the Rabbeinu Yoina, is because a person assumes that there's no one watching. There is no HaKadosh Baruch Hu watching what we do. And therefore this person assumes that he is the ultimate power over everything he does. And he could do whatever he wants. There is no Din V'Cheshbin. And therefore, somebody who speaks Lashon Hara is showing that he doesn't really believe that there's anybody watching and that he isn't the ultimate decider of what to do or not. That's why it's considered such a serious Avera. And therefore, explains Rabbeinu Yoina, that even though our Gemara, who we just quoted at the beginning of our Shir, says that Lashon Hara is considered significant like the Gimel Averis Chamuris, asks Rabbeinu Yoina, but we know that by the Gimel Averis Chamuris, the Aloch is Yarg Val Yaver. A person should rather give up his life than violate one of those Averis. We don't find, says, by Lashon Hara, as serious as our Gemara teaches us an Avera Lashon Hara is, nowhere does our Gemara indicate that someone is mechuyev to be Maisa Nefesh, not to say Lashon Hara. So how do we understand these two concepts? So he says, of course, Lashon Hara in the practical sense, and all the Rishonim make this point, isn't on the same category as those Gimel Averis Chamuris, and isn't in the category that a person has to be Maisa Nefesh if it's a question of saying Lashon Hara. However, he says that what makes Lashon Hara such a serious Avera are a number of points. Number one, typically, a person who speaks Lashon Hara speaks it on a regular basis. Even if someone, Chas v'Shalom Rechman al-Tzlon, does one of these serious Averas of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raiyos, Shfichas Damim, it isn't a situation where he's doing those Averas on a regular, constant basis. Whereas a person who speaks Lashon Hara does it, unfortunately, on a constant basis. And therefore, going on, he says, because people who speak Lashon Hara unfortunately do it on such a frequent basis, it becomes difficult to do tshuva on that Avera, because it becomes part of your personality. Number three, he says, that when a person does one of these serious Averas, he recognizes that he's doing a horrible thing. And because he recognizes that he's doing a horrible thing, that controls him from doing it again and again. Whereas Lashon Hara, because people don't recognize the seriousness of the Avera, nothing pushes him to do tshuva and not repeat the Avera. Another point he makes is that a person who Rachman Tzlon is accustomed to say Lashon Hara, who knows about how many people he spoke ill and how many people he hurt by saying these Lashon Hara. And we know, as we spoke about, Lashon Hara is certainly an Avera of Ben Adam L'Makayim and Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. And the halacha is that in order to have mechila from avera, which is ben odom lechaveroi, you need to ask mechila from that individual. Otherwise, you can't really have a kapara on that avera. A person, rachman l'tzlan, is accustomed to speaking lashon hara about other people. He doesn't remember who he spoke bad about, and he doesn't know how to do tshuva, and because he doesn't know who to ask mechila from. Another point he makes is that lashon hara, as we quoted in our previous year from the Rambam, causes that a person from speaking bad about other people, ultimately, Rachman Otzlan, could come to speak bad about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the other Averis, as serious as they are, and they don't need explanation for us to explain how serious those Averis are, they don't necessarily lead a person down the path, down the slippery path to speak that will cause him, Chas V'Shalom, to speak bad about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which, as the Rambam explained, as we said in our previous year, is what Al Gemara meant when it said Kilu Koifa Be'ikar. The Chosid Yaivitz in Pirkei Ovis, Perek Dalad Mishnehei, says that when Al Gemara says that Lashon Hara is like Koifa Be'ikar, or when Lashon Hara is considered like the Gimel Averis Chamuris, what does the Gemara mean? So he says a very powerful word. He says that a person who does Lashon Hara, who speaks Lashon Hara, is typically also going to act in the following manner. In front of the person who he speaks Lashon Hara, he acts like he's his best friend. And he acts like, I'm only concerned about your welfare. And then when that person isn't there, that's when he starts speaking Lashon Hara. So he says, the Avera of Lashon Hara is an Avera because it represents that a person is Echad B'Peh V'Echad B'Lev. He doesn't act in the same manner. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu particularly despises. A person who's so dishonest. We know Chos Moshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the epitome of Emes. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu strives for. And a person who acts this way is just the opposite. And therefore, a person who speaks Lashon Hara, that's why Al Gemara considers it such a serious aveir. So I saw from Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in a Sefer Cheshukei Chemet a very interesting question. He says, we have an individual who is going to speak Lashon Hara, and we have a person who, Rachman Otzlan, is going to eat Macholos Asuris, non-kosher food. And the question is, I only could prevent one of these two people from doing the Aveira. Which person should be the person that I attempt to stop him from doing the Aveira? So he says, although Al Gemara taught us that Lashon Hara is such a serious Aveira, as we just finished explaining, still, as we also spoke about in our previous year, we find that when it comes to Averis, when it comes to Malkus, the Torah is always stricter regarding a lav sheyesh by Maisa versus a lav she'en by Maisa. The definition of a lav she'en by Maisa is a lav that doesn't involve an act, it only involves speaking. And therefore, he says that that even though Al Gemara indicates how serious the Aveira of Lashon Hara is, still, he says that it's more important to stop the person who's doing an Aveira that involves a Maisa. The Shaila Shetshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Chof, Sinan Vav, also discusses that the seriousness of Lashon Hara is because it causes a person to to go down the slippery slope of not of kaifer beikur, of not have not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. And as I saw from the Ben Yoyada, the power of a speech is incredible. The power of speech is incredible. With a speech, a person could do so much good, and with speech, a person could do so much bad. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that power, and he wants us to use that power for positive, not chas v'sholem, to negative.